Hello, this is Asala for AboveTopSecret.com. The topic I would like to talk about today is Plovigia in Venice, in Italy. I was looking into hauntings a year or so ago, and I came across a place called Plovigia. It's spelled P-O-V-E-G-L-I-A, because I'm sure I'm going to say it wrong every time. It's deemed as a hotspot for ghostly activity. The history is amazing on its own, of this little island in Italy. I'll read you a section from an article about it. During Roman times, it was used to isolate thousands of plague victims, and during three occasions when a Black Death spread through Europe, the island was effectively used as a plague pit. It was considered an efficient way of keeping infected people separated from healthy ones. It's believed that 160,000 people died throughout the island's history. So, as you can imagine, if anywhere in this world is to be haunted, I believe that's the place. The story of the island goes on from there also. Long after the plague, a mental hospital was built on the island, and to make things even worse, the doctor was rumoured to have tortured people there. It's believed that even the spirits then of the past plague tormented the island and the patients, as many would report seeing ghosts and hearing screams in the night. The doctor started seeing ghosts himself and was believed to actually have jumped from a steeple because they tormented him. Well, while looking up on this, I came across reports of psychics and ghost teams that had, you know, in the past 10 years investigated the goings on there. And there's reports of these people running and screaming from this island, not wanting to carry on, not wanting to report any longer, which is astonishing. I would love to be able to see some of the reports that came from there. I just find this stuff amazing, and I hope that one day to be able to visit there. But the island's closed to tourists now. But it'd be amazing to run a few tests there with some equipment if there's that much activity. Today it's used for farming, vineyards, and to be honest, even to speak to some of the people who work there would be quite interesting to see if there's any stories still of any goings on there. I'm sure there's some amazing stories to tell. Anyway, I have a thread up from last year which I've bumped today, and I'll also add to this podcast about the island, and you do a bit more reading on it and stuff like that. It's really interesting and definitely worth a little look at, so I thought I'd bring it up here in podcast land. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I hope to hear from some of you and some of your thoughts maybe on this topic, or even similar topics, to be honest. Okay then, that's me out. Bye.